Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I used to be carried in the arms of Jesus.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. If you're a fan of The National, you probably recognize that song, Mr. November, but you may not know the arrangement. It's from a new EP by the gifted singer, songwriter, and arranger Bartice Strange. The EP is called Say Goodbye to Pretty Boy, and it serves both as an introduction to his own music and as a kind of musical love letter to The National. In fact, Bartice and his band are here to start us off with a cover of a song by The National. Here's Bartice Strange with About Today.
Yeah.
That is Barty Strange and his band live here in our studio with a version of a song by The National called About Today. Bartiz, it's great to have you and the group here in the studio.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah. I'm going to start with a little bit of technical stuff. We don't normally play covers on the Soundcheck podcast because you have to get the rights from the original songwriters, publishers. But the guys in The National are super into what you've done with or to their songs.
That's amazing.
And so that permission was forthcoming. And so we have the rare opportunity today to hear a couple of National songs in cover versions. And we'll get a great song of your own as well. But how did you become a part of that tribe of fans of The National?
Gosh, how did I become a fan of The National? I've loved The National since probably I was about 15 years old. I was in college, or in high school. Woo. And my friend, I had a buddy named Grant Marshall, who I used to play drums with a lot, and we played football together. And he was like, man, like, this band is crazy. Like, you got to check this record out, you know? And then, like, Boxer came out, and I remember being really into it. But I didn't really, like, catch it, you know? Like, I felt like I was kind of late. It was really college that I really fell in love with the band. And, you know, I went to a live show. They played a show in, like, Tulsa. And I went up there and watched it, and I was just shook. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't sound like the record. That was the first thing. You know, when I saw them, I was like, this is a hardcore band. And at the time, I was playing in hardcore bands and punk bands and yelling a lot. And I was watching Matt just go crazy. And I was like, I want to make music that can do this. Like, you can do soft stuff, hard stuff, loud stuff. It's crazy.
Right. Now, Matt has a very distinctive voice. It's kind of doleful baritone. Mm-hmm. You have a very different voice, which I guess is kind of the point, you know, that your versions will sound necessarily different from the originals.
Yeah. And, you know, Carter and I are like deep cut. We like our whole friendship was built on this band. And like when we were talking.
That's your drummer, Carter.
Yeah, Carter plays drums. Yeah. And, you know, when we were talking about doing this project, I was like, we were going through arrangements and I was like, yo, we cannot cover these songs straight. Like it just won't. There's no way we're going to make this sound better. Like, we have to take it in a different direction. And
you did go with deep cuts.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
About Today is from from an EP. It's mm-hmm. not even one of the LPs.
Yeah.
Lemon World, which we'll hear in a moment, is a deep cut from High Violet. Mm-hmm. Mr. November is one of their signature tunes.
Yeah.
But that's one where Matt is basically screaming towards the end of the song. And you're always kind of restrained a little bit, it sounds like.
Yeah, I took, like, you know, things that they were doing, and I was like, okay, let's do opposite, you know?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
So that was kind of like the map, and Mr. November, you know, that's on the EP. That's probably one of my favorites, you know.
Yeah,
Dan did most of the arrangement on the guitars for that. And
that's
really
Dan Kleiderman
really well.
On guitar. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the band as we speak, but let me introduce the dueling keyboard players, Graham Richmond, who's now switched to guitar, Donovan Duval, and on bass, Brian DiMelio, and of course, Bartiz singing, and you'll play a bit of guitar at some point as well.
Yeah, at some point.
So you mentioned playing in, like, hardcore bands and stuff. What was your experience as a black kid in Oklahoma going to National shows, playing in hardcore clubs? What was that like?
I mean, I was just always the only one. And, you know, I feel like where I grew up is, it's like, people always ask me, like, what was it like growing up in Oklahoma? And I'm always like, you ever not know how scared you were all the time until you weren't scared anymore? Mm. And that's how it felt. Like, when I moved to Brooklyn, that was the first time I was like, oh, whoa, like, this is what it's like to be free. You know, I never knew I was so afraid all the time. And I think that's why I played in hardcore bands. And, you know, I could kind of, like, let loose and just go off. And mm-hmm. I always tried to stay in the back. You know, I wasn't really a front man or anything. You know, I wanted to stay in the back because I was not trying to get too much attention. But,
right.
You know, yeah.
But so in taking on these songs by The National, whose audience is largely white, mm-hmm. are you trying to, you know, I mean, does your experience as the only white guy at a National concert in Oklahoma come into play in the way these songs are arranged?
Yeah, I kind of think of it as my way of, like, forcing myself into a world that should hear from people like me more, right? You know, like, I grew up listening to, like, The National and, like, at the drive-in, and like when TV on the Radio hit and Block Party hit, like my life changed. Like I remember watching TV on the Radio play on Letterman, and I was like literally like, Mom, I need to tape this. Like this is a life-changing event, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of set my little pathway, and this project was kind of about that. Like, how can I force myself into this world that I've always felt alone in and kind of prove, like, show that, like, people like me have space in it, you know? So, yeah.
Now, there is music in the family, though, right? Your mom's an opera singer?
Yeah, my mom is cold. My mom was a crazy opera singer. She taught music at University of Oklahoma for a long time, went to Eastman up in Rochester, sang in Europe for a long time. Donna Mitchell Cox, my mom.
Wow. And, like, what was her fach?
What do you mean?
That's the word operaphiles use. Yeah. Like, was she a spinto soprano, soprano?
She's a lyric soprano. Yeah, a lyric soprano. Yeah. But she's also...
I just like using that word because people think you've said something very, very different.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I've actually never heard it before.
Fach. Yeah, ask your mom about it.
Yeah,
F-A-C-H.
She'll probably laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'll have an answer for it.
She's watching right now, and she's laughing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that music was in the house?
All the time. There's always music in the house. And my dad, he's not a musician by any means, but he's an audiophile. Like, he collects records, hi-fi audio equipment. He was in the military, and when he was in Japan, bought tons of tape machines, cassette, all types of stuff. So he was always playing crazy stuff, and my mom always had students in the house. I was singing in operas when I was a kid, operettas, Gilbert and Sullivan pieces. All types of nerdy stuff like that.
Well, that explains
right
the voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd sing your Gilbert and Sullivan, and then you go do your two-a-days.
Exactly. It was like my little weird country, weird life. Like, it was strange.
Hence, Barty's Strange.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. The new EP is called Say Goodbye to Pretty Boy.
Yeah.
When you play live, is it kind of a mix of originals and national songs, or is it one or the other?
Most of our live shows, it's actually stuff off our LP that's going to come out hopefully later this year that's done.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, let's hear another of the covers from the national. Lemon World, as I mentioned, is, it's a deep cut from High Violet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But obviously one that you found a way into.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
It's a little bit different from what national fans have heard on the record. Let's hear a live performance in our studio. It's Barty Strange and his band.
Happy I was invited, and the reason to get out of the city. See you inside, watching swarms on TV. Living and dying in New York, it means nothing to me. I gave my heart to the army, the only sentimental thing I could think of. With cousins in color somewhere overseas, bet it'll take a bit of war to kill a college man like me. I'm too tired to drive anyway, right now, do you care if I stay? You can put on your bathing suit, and I'll try to find something on this thing that means nothing enough. Losing my breath, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Losing my breath, do-do-do-do-do-do. You and your sister living. I didn't mean to let it get so far out of hand. I'm an uncomfortable kid, but I don't think about it much anymore. Lay me on a table, put flowers in my mouth, and we can say that we invented a summer loving torture party. I'm too tired to drive anyway. Right now, do you care if I
can put on your bathing suit, and I'll try to find something on this thing that means nothing to know. You and your sister live in a living world, and I wanna sit in and die. You and your sister live in a living world. You and your sister live in a living world, and I wanna sit in and die. You and your sister live in a living world. Losing my breath. Do 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 do. Losing my breath. Do 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 do.
Not bad.
If he does say so himself. Partee Strange with a little not bad for the band at the end of that live performance of Lemon World, a song by The National. So you mentioned moving from Oklahoma to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
By the way, what was your position as a football player?
Oh, in high school or in college? In high school, play. Yeah.
You played in college?
For a minute until I was like, no, this ain't it. in high school, I played both ways. I played free safety and wide receiver for Mustang High School. Go Broncos.
All right.
Yeah.
And college?
College, I went to Emporia State University and played football there for a year, and then tried to walk on at University of Oklahoma, and it just wasn't.
No, that's, I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah. No, that's not just Division One. That's
it was
top of Division One.
It was
One.
Serious. Yeah. And, you know, I just hit a point where I was like, I want to be a civilian. I've been playing football and basketball and track and opera and singing my whole life, so I wanted to just do one thing, you know?
Well, but you're not doing just one thing.
True.
Because you're no longer in Brooklyn.
I know.
You've moved to D.C. Why?
Yeah, I work at a nonprofit called Groundswell. We do community solar and, like, economic empowerment and stuff, making sure that, you know, people who can access solar energy, everyone can have access to it. If you rent, you own a home, you can cut your bill in half by subscribing to one of our programs. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the day job.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start writing songs?
Oh, like, I was 10, 9, 10,
okay,
11.
So you've been doing that
forever. Yeah, I've always been writing songs. But I couldn't really play anything until I was 18 or 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you always had the voice.
Yeah, I was singing in church a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Opera stuff, yeah.
So was like going to that first National concert a kind of light bulb moment for you that said, oh, I have to follow this path?
Well, it was a few things. Like the National thing, like I told you, you know, I saw them live and I was like, whoa, this is huge. But there were a few other bands before then that kind of were like, yo, like I seriously remember watching TV on the radio and being like, that's me. Like I see that, you know. And when I saw The National, I was like, but the deliberateness, like this approach to music is just, it reminds me of the classical background that I came from in a weird way.
Like, well, yeah, you know, and you've got a classical composer in the band.
Right, and at the time,
Bryce
I didn't
Desner.
Really know. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was just like, these arrangements are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was like, this is gorgeous. And how can it be so beautiful and loud and messy? You know, I was like, this is everything I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, TV on the radio. You mentioned Block Party before and seeing black faces leading rock bands.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I mean, when people talk about representation, that's why we talk about representation.
Yeah.
But this EP, so, you know, this it's your first release under your name, right?
Yeah.
And it's come fairly late. I mean, college is now in the rearview mirror a bit. So, you know, what was it that made you think that, all right, I'm going to commit the time and the effort and put something to disc?
I mean, I've always been making stuff for people. So, like, I've always been in bands, you know, like throughout my 20s, I played in a band called Stay Inside here in Brooklyn. That was a big, you know, pretty dope hardcore band. You know, they still make music, but that was like 3 years, you know, playing a bunch of country bands, played for Lizzie No, you know, I've been playing this whole time and making records and recording bands. But I think I hit a point, you know, a few years ago where I saw the vision, you know, I had like the clarity, you know, I didn't want to make something that was just me if I wasn't sure what I wanted to say, I guess. Mm. And I also, you know, I saw a lot of people putting out records and no one was listening to them. And I was like, okay, I need to like meet people and kind of grind in the city for a few years before I step out and try anything on my own. And that was actually how I met everyone in this room, you know, so building slowly for the last 10 years. So,
well, yeah. You know, for many people, these national covers will be their introduction to you, as it was for me. Mm-hmm. But for me, the light bulb moment, the reason that you're here, is the next song, which is an original tune of yours.
Yeah.
You know, when the record label sent that, I was like, what the hell? Why didn't you send this to me first?
Oh, that's great.
The song's called Going, Going. But yeah. This song has, it's got like a kind of a big sound. I mean, in that respect, it's on like the sort of sonic palette that you would expect from, say, The National or some other bands. But there's some pretty dark imagery here. Mm. There's the gun in my pocket and the blood on the door sill or step or whatever. What's going on? What are we...
This song is about the fear, you know, of living where I lived. And, you know, it's like a very quiet, low, rumbling fear at all times. Mm. And I was trying to get that across with how the song sounds and how the end of it kind of explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was also kind of pulling from, like, you know, biblical imagery, you know, blood on the door sill, Passover.
Right.
Hoping no one knocks on the door, hoping no one... You know, I was scared of the Klan. I mean, the Klan's in Oklahoma pretty big, you know, like, had some weird, crazy situations growing up. So this song references a lot of that and kind of just like the world I was living in at the time, you know, some beautiful moments, some rough moments. It's not all sad stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But in context, this was my attempt to kind of show where I was and kind of how much it means to me still.
So that big sound represents... You know, it's analogous to the big idea driving the song.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear this song from Bartice Strange, an original song called Going, Going, live in the studio. And for this one, Bartice will strap on the guitar. Here they are live in our studio.
Gone, gone, gone. gets high in the arms of God. There's a sense that I am still with the men in the pews beneath Plymouth Rock. And you go.
The song is called Going, Going, and it's an original tune from Barty Strange. That's on the EP called
Yes.
Say Goodbye to Pretty Boy.
Yeah, it is.
Will it be on the LP when that comes out later?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about the LP. Will it? That'll be a collection of original songs?
Yeah, they're all originals. I don't know how much I can talk about it.
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll come out this year. I think it's going to come out this year. And I'm hyped. I'm stoked about it. Like, a lot of people in this room actually helped record it. We recorded it ourselves. Brian engineered it. The bass player, he's awesome. If you ever need an engineer in the city of New York, he's awesome. And, you know, like, we put a lot into it. Like,
yeah.
We did it at Carter's house. Like, it's awesome. Yeah.
But you're in D.C. now, yeah. So there's mm-hmm. the logistical challenge of
Yeah, I'm always up here, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And what's life as an environmental activist in D.C. like? Is everything virtual now? You know, everyone's working remotely?
Oh, like with the work because of coronavirus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're remote through the end of the week and all next week, and who knows how much longer. And I think a lot of organizations are doing that in D.C. and probably here, too, I would
Absolutely
imagine.
Absolutely
right?
happening here. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I'm glad we were able to get you guys in.
Hey, I know, right? I was afraid. I was like, oh, please don't cancel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to come so bad. So I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, I am too. Bartice, congratulations on the EP. Looking forward to the LP as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us, for real.
Bartice Strange, my guest on Soundcheck.
I've been playing to meet us. I got invited to
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.